We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chayim in memory of our good friend Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu Zal. And we were learning the laws of the Sfiras HaOmer. Now we're up to Halacha Tes in the 91st chapter. And really, we're going to skip Halacha Tes because here he goes into the different customs of how you count the days in which you don't shave and don't take a haircut. And each one has to just verify what his custom is. Do you stop shaving and taking a haircut from Pesach till Lag BaOmer? Do you wait till the day after Lag BaOmer? Do you take a haircut the eve of Lag BaOmer? On this year, do you take a haircut and take a shave tomorrow morning on Friday or tomorrow afternoon in honor of Shabbos? All of this, each one has to verify what his custom is. So we'll skip this because I don't think we'll get anything out of it. We're up to the laws of Lag BaOmer itself. And he says an interesting line. He says, Yom Lag BaOmer merubeh satum bo alam porash. When it comes to the day of Lag BaOmer, there's more that's not said than is said. Try to figure out what's Lag BaOmer all about. So there's more that's covered up than is revealed. Uldat Chachmei Amit, and according to those who are the Kabbalists, Hu Yom Hilula Shel Rashbi, they say that Lag BaOmer is the day that Rashbi passed away. B'yesh Labot Bo Simcha, and so we have to be very happy on this day. We should add in happiness on this day. Because it's known that when Rashbi was about to pass away, he said, I want that the day that I pass away should be a day of happiness. I don't want people to mourn the day that I passed away. And the customs to go up to Rashbi's cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's burial in Meron, and the learning that's done there, and the learning that's done all over in honor of Rashbi, everyone knows all about it. So we're not Sfardi, we don't know all about it. But guess what? I don't either know all about it, so I can't fill it in. We don't say Tachnon on Lag BaOmer. And even on the day before Lag BaOmer on Mincha, we don't say Tachnon. The standard reason why we're happy on Lag BaOmer, the reason that's quoted in Halacha, is that that's when the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. This is a different reason that's given. Yom Pesach Sheni, we just had it yesterday, is the 14th of Adar. So we add a little happiness to the 14th of Adar because it's a holy day. Some have a custom to eat matzah. And it's good to eat matzah also on the night of the 15th, last night. Yeah.